Welcome to the Sunday Soother, a podcast, newsletter, and community about authentic living and compassionate personal development. I'm your host, Catherine Andrews, a life coach, online teacher, and writer focused on self-reflection, mindfulness, and how to create meaning in our everyday lives in practical ways. Join me weekly for conversations about personal growth, spirituality, self-discovery, and self-care, and how we can navigate this messy world with hope and humanity. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Sunday Soother. Catherine Andrews, your host here. And I want to give a really quick episode today about something I know that most of us want more of in our lives, and that is time. T-I-M-E. Why was that so hard for my brain to spell? So a while back on episode 170, I talked about the concept of how to get more of what you want in your life by becoming the generator of the things you desire more of in your life. Generating more abundance, generating more love, generating more community and connection. Like, you are the machine through which the thing is generated. It's kind of an abstract concept. So I recommend you go back and listen to episode 170 if you haven't yet. But I had somebody ask me if this could apply to time. And I do think it can. And I especially really started thinking about this after reading a book called The Big Leap by author Gay Hendricks, who talks about a concept called Einstein time. So I'm going to read a little bit of an excerpt. I highly recommend The Big Leap. First off, let me say it's a book about, at its core, self-sabotage and why we do it. Hendricks proposes that we have an upper limit problem, and when things start to get too good, generally pretty subconsciously, these things are not that we're consciously doing, but subconsciously something will manifest, or we'll do something that will bring us back down to a level that feels, a level of success and abundance and thriving that feels safer for us. And so the section he has on time is kind of an addition to his whole concept. It's not core to the book, but it was so interesting to me when I read the book that it really impacted my thinking. And it took me a while to digest because I didn't really get it for a while. So if you listen to me today and you're like, this makes literally zero sense, just let that be the case. Because when I first read about it, I was like, this makes literally zero sense and I don't think it's true. And you may want to listen to this podcast a couple of times or go read The Big Leap for yourself. And it's one of those concepts, I think, that when it settles in, it does click for you, and it might not click right away, and that's okay. Hendricks talks about this concept of Einstein time. And so what he says is, this is a quote from his book. Specifically, I discovered that I had time all wrong. There was never enough of it and I was rushed, or there was way too much and I was bored. I never got all the things done that I needed to do, even though I felt like I was working overtime. Then one magical day, I had a big realization. My understanding of time was based on an outmoded Newtonian paradigm. In a flash of insight, I saw that Einstein's paradigm was the way time actually worked. So the Newtonian paradigm says there's only a finite amount of time. It assumes that there's a scarcity of time, and it gives us this feeling of urge, the feeling that we never have the right amount of time. Therefore, we're always busy and rushing, trying to stay ahead of the clock and fit in as much as possible in a week, half a day, or an hour. There are also people that are bored at the other end of the scale, but I doubt you know that many, you know many such moments in your life. So at the heart of the Newtonian time crunch is a dualistic split, Hendricks says. We are deluded into thinking that time is out there, an actual physical entity that can put pressure on us in here. But we have to introduce the notion of space into the equation. Einstein explains relativity with the following example. An hour with your beloved feels like a minute. A minute on a hot stove feels like an hour. Depending on what we do, space seems to narrow or expand. Time seems to slow down or accelerate. So when we switch to Einstein time, we take charge of the amount of time we have. We realize that we are where time comes from. We embrace this liberating insight. Since I'm the producer of time, I can make as much of it as I need. Okay, so this may feel a little abstract and you may be like, I still don't get it. But this kind of harkens back to episode 170, where I said, we are the experiencer, we are the generator of concepts of energies in our life. And we are individually experiencers of time. You know this to be true. And from what I know of quantum physics, this has literally been proved to be true, is that time is relative. We experience time in different manners at different times in our life. And somebody may experience one event that is technically measured on the clock as 3 hours. They may experience it as very long, longer feeling than 3 hours. And the person who's at that same event may experience it as much less than what we would like feel like 3 hours, quote unquote, should feel like. Okay. So first, hopefully you can grasp the concept that time is a relative thing. It is not linear. It is relative, and we experience it individually, and we've experienced it at different speeds, at different times in our life, at different events, and we experience it differently from other people. So time is different, and this means we can manipulate time. And I realize that when I'm saying that, I'm starting to sound like a little bit of like an alien conspiracy theorist or something. Like, what does it mean to manipulate time? What does it mean to bend time? But it just means that we have more say in our experience of time than we've been led to believe. And there are a few ways that we can begin to create more time in our lives. I would say the metaphor that really helped me understand this is thinking about it like this. Okay, so imagine you're in the quantum field, whatever the hell that looks like. When I hear, I don't understand physics, I don't understand quantum physics, certainly. And when I think about something, I hear about like the quantum field, I do understand that as just like a soup of humanity and of the universe. And we're all kind of floating around like as tiny little sparks in that. But if you're in the quantum field, you are acting as, say, a gear in this field. And what I want you to think about is an immersion blender. Picture yourself as an immersion blender in the field of the quantum soup, okay? Now, if you're an immersion blender that's turned up to level 10 and you're just like flipping, grinding and blending as fast as you can, think about how everything around you and all the materials around you are going to feel. It's going to feel incredibly rushed. Everything is going to be incredibly frothy, incredibly turbulent, just like chaotic. It's all getting whipped up. It's going really, 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 really fast, right? Because you, as the immersion blender, are going really, 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 really fast. Now, I kind of want you to think about instead being an immersion blender that's at like its lowest setting, or at as a gear of some sort or a blender of some sort that is leisurely spinning. What is the surrounding energy field or quantum field around that more leisurely spinning item going to look like? It's not going to be as disturbed. It's going to be gentle. There will be some movement. There will be more peace around it. It'll just be kind of quieter and slower. Yeah, there'll be, if you're spinning a little bit, there will be some disturbance, some movement, some action, some frothing, but not as much as the immersion blender on the other side that's turned up to level 10. So if you want to start to experience more time in your life, I want you to think of yourself as an immersion blender or whatever better metaphor you can come up with that is kind of like a gear that turns or a thing that blends. The slower you yourself rotate, the slower you yourself go, the more time you will have because you won't have these enormous disturbances around you, and you in your speed won't be speeding up everything else around you too. I hope this makes sense. It makes sense in my head, but you never know. So how do you do this? I mean, there is a variety of ways to practically start to apply this. But first is to observe yourself throughout any given day. How fast are you moving and how much stuff are you trying to pack in? See, I think we really go about trying to get more time backwards by going faster and doing more. And I know that logically this makes sense, but as I've sort of explained, that won't apply to time because it is not linear and logical. It is relative and expansive or contractive, depending on where you are. So I know you know that the more you do and the faster you go, the less time it feels like you have. So we just need to throw that out the window. Doing less and going slower. Right? I know that that is not very allowed in our society, and it's not easy to pull off, but I want you to think about, you know, your average day and your average week. What are one to two things you can kind of let go that feel like obligations that you're doing to try to do more, to get more time? What are manners in which you're feeling and going really fast. Maybe your morning routine is feeling really, really rushed. And you try to go through it as fast as you can because you're looking at your clock, looking at your clock, looking at your clock, and feeling really rushed and trying to do all the things, you know, in what is measured as like 10 or 15 minutes, right? So start literally being slower and doing less. So I know that's going to feel scary because you're not going to like believe that you're going to get to places on time or do all that you need to do, but you kind of have to take a leap of faith at this level and start to experience the reality that the slower you go and the less you do, the more time you have. Second is you need to examine your language about time and how you speak about it. And Gay Hendricks speaks about this in his book too. So you can refer to The Big Leap more for how he speaks about this. Simone Gray Soule, a podcaster and business coach that I love, also has a great podcast about this on her podcast called Joyful Marketing. Check your language. The way you're speaking about time is the way you are going to be experiencing time. So if you're saying a lot of things like there's never enough time, there's not, you know, I don't have enough time. Why is there so much to do? Why am I always so busy? Right? Like you need to start to consciously choose different words around your language of time because language is one way how we experience concepts. And so this applies, you know, in episode 170, How to Get More of What You Want. I talked about abundance and you know, I think you logically understand if you wanted more abundance and less scarcity in your life, you have to start to see all the abundance that's already there. And one way you start to do that is through changing your language consciously around it. And the same is true for time. So catch yourself when you're talking about not enough time or feeling overwhelmed or there's too much to do. You need to start shifting that, right? And you need to start making choices in your language like, I am choosing not to do this thing or I'm choosing this priority and letting this other one go. Because that shifts into my third tip, which is stop being in a victim relationship with time. It certainly feels like it. Again, so much of this is baked into us and it's really hard to unwind from because it's the air we breathe, the water we swim in, and a capitalistic society is really invested in us feeling like there's never enough of anything, including time. But you have to understand that you are the creator of your time experience and you are the generator of how much time you have in your life. And this is like a really powerful personal agency thing to start to experience. So where do you find yourself being in a victim relationship with time? How can you start shifting that and owning your choices, owning how you're experiencing time, owning how fast or slow you're going, owning how much you're doing or not doing? A fourth tip is pretty simple, but meditating really slows down your experience of time. I'm sure there is science behind this, but from what I understand with meditation, if you're doing it regularly, that's how you're slowing down your immersion blender. Meditation is a practice that helps you shift from like a really cranked up immersion blender to a slower, more gently paced immersion blender, thereby affecting your experience of time as well. You know, with meditation, if you've ever done deep meditation and you've kind of entered that brainwave state where you're feeling like kind of soft and spacey, you're still conscious, but like you feel like you're in a different place and everything feels floaty. From what I understand and read in some beliefs, that is when you are connecting more deeply with the quantum field or the universe. And visiting that place more regularly will help you slow down time, right? Like meditation is like vacation for your brain. So, you know, if in every day of your life you were able to go to the beach in Hawaii, you'd probably feel pretty relaxed. You'd probably feel like there was a lot of time. And meditation is kind of like a mini vacation for your brain to the quantum field and helping it feel more chill and helping it become that gear or that immersion blender that knows how to go more slowly, more gently, more paced, right? My final tip is nervous system regulation, which of course is my tip for everything. A nervous system that's stuck in chronic fight or flight is going to experience time as very limited and it's going to be very activated and feels like it needs to race around and do everything. But if you're able to regulate your nervous system more consistently into the ventral state or into a grounded, calm, regulated state, by that alone, your container for time slowing down will be expanded because your nervous system is your container for everything. The stronger and more grounded and regulated your nervous system is, the more you can hold of everything: money, time, love, joy. You can also more easily navigate difficult and painful experiences, of course. But the thing that we don't really understand is it's also required of us to become more grounded, calm, and regulated in order to hold more positives in our life as well. We need this sturdy, grounded, open container. So I have so much on nervous system regulation. You can just search my podcast archives for exercises and go to my Instagram for more too. So that's my little spiel on how to get more time in your life. I hope it makes more sense. It's a little bit of an out there concept. And again, if your brain isn't quite grokking it yet, just re-listen or set a reminder on your calendar to come back in a month and re-listen, and it might start to make more sense for you. And of course, you can read Gay Hendricks' book, The Big Leap, and his section on Einstein time, and really just start to think of time in this way. Oh, I forgot one tip. This one's going to seem really wild. Stop wearing a watch and take clocks out of your home or decrease the amount of clocks that you have in your home. I'm recording this podcast from our cottage in Indiana. It's not ours. We don't own it, but the Airbnb we rent, and it doesn't have hardly any clocks anywhere. And at first this is like really stressing me out. And then I just kind of like was like, okay, Catherine, well, you're trying to bend time while you're here. And a great way to do that is not be checking the time all the time. And it feels scary because you're like, oh my God, how do I know if I'm on time? But I mean, to be real, we all have our phones, and you know, you can kind of set the intention to be on time. You'd be surprised at how effective your subconscious can be. Like, okay, it's time to check your phone and see what time it is. And I guess that actually one final tip just came to mind. I was doing this the other day. I was reading a book, and I like to read on my Kindle app on my phone. I put my phone in airplane and read on it. I don't know why I prefer the phone app rather than just my Kindle, but whatever. And usually when I'm reading, I have like a habitual habit of checking the time. So I'll like swipe up from my Kindle and be like, okay, it's like 12:19. I've got like 15, you know, 20, 10 more minutes, whatever, before I have to go do this thing. And I notice myself with that urge and that like kind of compulsive checking. And I'm like, okay, Catherine, like you don't actually have anything to do. You kind of need to know when it's like 4 o'clock because you got to go do something around then, but you don't really have anything to do. So how about you just don't check the time for a while you're reading and see what happens. And I was like sitting with that urge to check the time. And what happened is like, I forgot about checking the time and I read so much of the book, like way more than I expected. And I was like, I think I just spent time a little bit because I was like so present with this book and not checking the time. So that's kind of an extra bonus tip. So I hope this was fun. I'd love to hear your thoughts on time. And if you try any of these tips, let me know. You can DM me on Instagram or take a screenshot of this and tag me on Instagram at Catherine Andrews, or just shoot me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Sending all my love for the week ahead. That's it for this week's Sunday Soother. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a moment, go on over to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review. That's how other people find this podcast and the message of hope and compassionate personal growth I'm hoping to spread to many more people just like you. You can find me on Instagram at Catherine Andrews and find out more about The Sunday Soother at thesundaysoother.com. You can also check out my services, courses, and coaching at catherinedandrews.com. Have a great day ahead.